Good morning, everybody. Today is May 19th. It's Monday. I hope that this day finds you doing well. This weekend was a great weekend. Many great things went on, and I am just really excited about all that God is doing. I know that you are beginning your week, and I pray that you have a wonderful week. I pray that you also are excited about what God is doing, not just in the church, but also in your home and in your personal life, in your private life. You know, God is the God that leads us individually, but He also leads us as a people. We can see that all the way back from the history of Israel, how God led them as a nation and how God desired to work through each one at some point. We read that all through the Old Testament. So, you know, I think about what I can bring to the table today to bless somebody. You know, that's why I do these podcasts. I don't know how many people in specific that they really reach. I don't know the exact number, but I do know that if it can encourage somebody, it's well worth it. And, you know, that was kind of my motivation for starting this podcast. And so thinking about today, what I can say, what I can bring, what kind of scripture I can use to encourage somebody, you know, I think about a new day, you know, and we look forward to that time when God is going to make all things new. You know, we hold that to kind of the revelation aspect of things, the eschatology, the last things, the study of the last things. And we believe in our hearts what the scripture says, you know, He's going to make this world new, and the new Jerusalem is going to come down out of heaven, and we're going to live with God forever, and it's going to be great. But right now, that's not where we are yet. We still live in this fallen world, and we still have our struggles, and we still wrestle with sin, and we still fight the devil. And let me just say that I believe, as I've gotten older in my Christian faith, not necessarily older as a person, but as I've become a Christian longer, I have really come to learn to love each and every day, the beginning of each and every day, because it's a new day. And whatever happened yesterday is now in the past, and today is now in the present, and it is also an aspect of the future. So when you look at it that way, you come to really love every new day. You come to love every tomorrow because it helps you to live and to thrive in the present. And I want to just encourage you with that thought there. You know, maybe yesterday to you was not the best day. I thought it was a wonderful day. I know many others did too. But maybe to you, to yesterday, maybe after church, you got home and it just was a struggle. You know, maybe last night was just a struggle. I don't know exactly. And maybe you went to sleep and you had trouble staying asleep. Maybe you were just burdened. Maybe you were anxious. You might have been angry. You might have been worried about something that was going to go on this week. I don't know. But then today comes, and then you are where you are right now. And there's a blessing in that. Because I believe, friends, that God desires to lead us through the day, each and every day. And, you know, that begins with a mindset that we have each morning, the mindset that we bring to God. And that mindset has to really say this: Lord, I trust you to lead my life today. I want to fulfill your plans for me individually, for your kingdom work. And I want to get on board with what you're doing today. So forgetting the past, I'm going to go on with you into the future by living in the present today. And when you have that kind of mindset, it is amazing the peace of God that comes across you. I'm telling you, I experienced this. And it's just amazing how the Holy Spirit works in your life when you have that kind of mindset. So I want to encourage you with a verse. It's found in Psalm 118, and it's verse 24, and it's one that you know, because, you know, Psalm 18 is a great psalm. We typically go right to Psalm 119, the longest psalm, but Psalm 118 is a great psalm, too. And it's really talking about the thanksgiving for God's goodness, for God's saving goodness in particular. Here's what it says, and I'm reading from the New American Version. New American Standard. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You know, that is a testimony to somebody who is determined to live for the Lord. And when I was a member at Pleasant Plains Baptist Church in Matthews, North Carolina, it's right there, basically in mine and Brooke's hometown, where we grew up part of our life and went to high school. We had a music leader, Frank Dooley. You know, he was from Greenville, along with our pastor, Ron. Both of them were Greenville fellas. And, you know, Frank was so enthusiastic. He would get up there and he would just lead and just try to really get you excited for worship. And he would say quite often, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Stand up and let us sing praise to our God." You know, he did that every Sunday. And that verse just stuck with me and resonated with me. And, you know, it's talking about the day of the Lord's deliverance, you know, and it's a day that we can really be glad and know that he is going to save us. He is going to be with us. He is going to lead us and guide us. But we use this as an application to say, hey, you know, we have today. And today we can acknowledge God's goodness. And he's made this day, and we're going to stand firm in it and walk with him. And so, you know, you take that application, and that's what I'm giving you today, and I pray that it blesses you. Because I don't know what has burdened you over the weekend. I don't know what kind of experiences you might have had yesterday. Maybe you had a great day at church and worship, and then you got home, and the devil just pounced on you. You know, he works like that. But you have today, and I want to encourage you to be completely immersed in the goodness of God today. Know that he longs to bless you. He longs to lead you. He longs to be your greatest reward and your greatest treasure. You simply must let him. And when you let him, the Holy Spirit will begin to work in your life in a way that gets you to be mentally, emotionally, and physically and spiritually on board with God, his worship, and his will, and his work. I believe quite often why so many times why people don't get on board with the work of God is because they're not surrendered to those facets, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. They're not surrendered to God to those. And so do that today and see what God does with you in your life. Remember, he's given you gifts to be able to be used for his glory. I pray you have a great day. Know that God loves you, and this is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Have a wonderful day.